We're going to ask, how are the unlearning or anti-various isms, racism, sexism, classism, ideologies of class, how is nonviolence education an ideology of class, or localism? I believe these things not only create an illusory so-called enlightened, because as George Eliot should have learned us by now, our deeds determine us as much as we determine our deeds. As I was bringing up the music for this show, I was listening to what was playing over these airwaves, and he was talking about the attempted coup against Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the revelations of General Smedley Butler. And what he was saying almost exactly as I, you know, started bringing up the music was that when he was in the military, he had no thoughts at all. He put his thought process on hold. And it was only when he disconnected from that machine that he began to think. Well, what we haven't sufficiently credited is that that's what work does, not just what work in the military does. That's what work overall does. It puts our thought process on hold. And when we accept others telling us what our work is, that's what she means by, or that's, I think, the most relevant meaning for us right now of George Eliot's words. Our deeds determine us as much as we determine our deeds. They shape us no matter what we may tell ourselves. So if you think the deeds you do for the system don't determine you, I think you may be mistaken. They craft a you that serves a made world, made specifically for making use of life, and side you with the cause of death, despite what you might otherwise want to believe.